Mr. Chairperson, honourable ministers, excellences, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am grateful for this opportunity to say a few words on the 38th session of this FAO conference. The goals which we seek in relation to reduction and eradication of hunger have been eloquently stated by previous speakers. Therefore, I will not repeat what has been said. But what I would add is that we must at all times keep these goals constantly in focus. I am aware that the solution to the task of reduction and elimination of hunger requires time. But for 870 million people who are still hungry, time is merely dragging on while they wait, and quite often it can be too late for some. There is, in the words of the Director General's medium-term plan, paragraph 59 to be precise, and I quote, sufficient capacity in the world to produce enough food to feed everyone adequately, unquote. If the capacity exists to feed everyone adequately, then there is a necessity to access an urgent solution. And here I believe that paragraph 60 of the medium-term plan provides a useful direction, for it suggests the need for a coherent action across sectors and shareholders, together with other factors and agents in the search for hunger reduction and eradication. Turning specifically to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I wish to thank the FAO for the recognition it has given to St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the efforts of the government led by Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves and our people in the reduction of hunger from over 20% in the 1990s to 4.9% today. Our objective in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is to continue along the path of reducing hunger to a zero position. The road along this path will not be easy because we are a small and vulnerable state, vulnerable to climate change, vulnerable to changes in the global economy, vulnerable to all sorts of regulations. I prefer to call some of these regulations trade restrictions, which have serious effects on our economic development. One example of these regulations, which comes easily to my mind, is the airport passenger duty tax, which has inequitably increased the costs of visitors to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and indeed the Caribbean as island states as a whole, where the tourist industry is crucial to our economic development. I make this point only to say that there is a connection between the ability to reduce hunger and economic development. But let me add that whatever the challenges, we in St. Vincent and the Grenadines will pursue zero hunger eradication. We will do so in trying, where possible, to assist our small rural farmers, the very bedrock of our agricultural system. In addition, we will place emphasis on education, particularly the importance of conservation of what we have, the careful use of our resources, and improved methods of production. We will also not neglect the importance of education in our schools and generally about the nutritional values of food consumption. More the value of what we eat rather than how much we eat. In conclusion, I wish to compliment the FAO and its Director General for clearly setting out its strategic objectives as contained in paragraph 13 of the medium-term plan. These objectives are clearly worthy of support. But achieving objectives are never easy in practice. And sailing into the challenging waters of hunger reduction and eradication Food insecurity and malnutrition requires careful and sustained navigation. I believe, however, that FAO has in its Director General a competent navigator in the pursuance of the strategic objectives it has outlined in the medium-term plan. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.